Hear ye, hear ye, 'tis a throwback Thursday. Hark the herald's call in stings. Come hither and lend us your drummeth, and journey back with us through the recesses of our past. Sorry.
Very good. You know what that reminds me of?
What?
Maybe only the Welsh listeners will know this, but Tocyn Diwrnod.
Oh, I love Tocyn Diwrnod.
To those who are not aware, Tocyn Diwrnod was like a thing they used to put on history lessons. In our Welsh school, but they couldn't be fucked to teach a lesson. And it was about this magical double-decker bus that these kids would get on, and they go back in history and then relive like a big fucking battle or something. And the way he just said, and Francis said that then, was very reminiscent of the intro to that.
I've actually tried to find them because I wanted to buy them. I fucking loved Tocyn Diwrnod. It's one where they go to see like Henry the Seventh, and at the end, because Henry the Seventh was Welsh and the Welsh helped him get on the throne, but at the end of it, he turns his back on Welsh people and doesn't like help them. They close the door on a Welshman's face, and it's the funniest scene. It's such like a ham-fisted metaphor.
An episode where they did the Battle of Hastings, and it was a guy who got hit in the eye.
Harold Godwinson, is it?
Godwinson, yes. The guy who plays like the kind of, he's almost like the teacher that's taking him on a bus tour. He's the guy who played Godwinson, who got fucking nailed in the eye. And I remember seeing that in the history class, and he goes, ah! And he has an arrow in his eye, and there's a tiny bit of blood, and we were like, oh, this is fucking sick, bro. This is fucking sick. History is sick.
History is sick. And on that note, history is sick.
It is sick.
Yeah, and we're looking to show you that history's sick by getting you into our older episodes. So if you're listening to this podcast now, you know our earliest or more recent stuff, but we've been going for like a year and a half, and we've been really lucky to have a whole bunch of new listeners recently, but we notice our earlier stuff doesn't have the same kind of downloads or listens, so it's quite a back catalogue to get into. So each week we're going to play you a snippet from that episode, from an older episode, and then if you like it, you can follow the link in the bio to go check it out. The link in this podcast notes, go check it out.
And depending on how long you've been following, you know, you'll either get an episode you've missed along the way, a brand new one, or a rerun of one of the classics. And either way, the pop culture references in it, or maybe not pop culture references, but certainly the references of the time are going to be extremely dated. But that comes for either way, so you're fine.
And also, we like recorded them like a year before we released them.
Yeah.
I think Liz Truss was still kicking about.
Yeah, there's one where we quote the Will Smith slap, and didn't go out for like another 6 months after.
A finger on the pulse.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's it. So enjoy this. Dylan Grando.
Cheers all. Dio. Ta-da. So I watched the Whale the other day. You know, the big fat fucking whale of a man film. I think that's how they marketed it, wasn't it? Brendan Fraser's been getting a lot of bloody hype and stuff. You know, lots of videos of him crying and stuff like
always
that.
And Jordan Peterson just cry all the time.
Yeah.
You know Jordan Peterson's dick. He's like that right wing.
He's a dick, mate. I'm angry you even brought him up.
Always laugh because he sounds a bit like Kermit the Frog, and I'm Jordan Peterson, and I'm live at the sign of Sleeping Beauty's house.
How can gender be decided? I actually by fuck off, mate.
What's Kermit the Frog? Let me try. Hi, I'm Kermit the Frog, and you join me at the scene of Stephen Beauty's house. That's it. Is that Kermit
about
the
right?
Frog?
Yeah, maybe not perfect, but yeah, not bad.
I'm Jordan Peterson, and I'm gonna tell you now why you don't need to clean your room because I'm a good boy, daddy. Sorry,
good boy, daddy. It's like he's in the fucking parlor.
He's always crying. Him and fucking our boy, Big Lad.
Brendan Fraser. Different reasons. I hesitate to throw them both in the same category, to be honest.
I'll
allow both crying, but
what do you think? Jordan Peterson cries because he wants his dad's affection, and Brendan Rogers. He's a football manager. Brendan Fraser cries because he's a mummy's boy.
Oh, that's good.
That does seem a bit like.
Yeah, that's brilliant because he's mummy. He's in the mummy. That's perfect.
That's the only
for those who don't get it.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, thanks.
No, it,
It's The Whale. It was, you know, very well acted, very well shot. It was, but it is depressing.
What is this story?
Don't watch that.
Fat lad.
Oh, it's a big, big fat lad, like proper big. So, anyway, yeah. So this whale, it's Brendan Fraser, who put on weight for the role, but also had like a big fuck off fat suit like attached to him the whole time. Fair play to like the props department. It looks convincing. And it's basically about his really fucking sad, depressing life. And he tries to like reconnect with his daughter, played by Sadie Sink, who just plays, oh, I'm a fucking angsty teenage girl, meh, all the way through it. But she does a good job. And it's, yeah, like, he sort of finds out early on in the film that he's on death's door. He's not going to last much longer. And so he really wants to reconnect with his daughter, his strange daughter. And, yeah, it's just, you know, like, it's one of those films that's like cry porn, you know?
Yeah.
You know, when you just, if you just want to fucking bawl your eyes out or just be really sad and depressed.
I'm a weepy man. So remember I did that boxing match about 3 years ago? And the weekend before, so I took the boxing match quite seriously. I was training quite a lot, like 3 nights a week, boxing on a Sunday. And the plan was to stop boozing during all. I did not stop boozing.
Oh, monumental failure on that front, but I still was proud of
you. Do you remember the week before the fight, we went away to West Wales with like 12 of us?
You said, I remember you saying, yeah, we went to West Wales. You said, look, I'm not going to drink from now until West Wales. I'll give myself a weekend off in West Wales, and then I'm back to it. And it was like, I don't think you'd stop drinking entire time.
Well, I used to spar on a Sunday. I'd be so hungover from the Friday. So I'd like drink on the Friday, be hungover on the Saturday, and I'd be tired on the Sunday. And I'd box, and because of my weight category, I'd be fighting these fucking units who hadn't been drunk. And one time, a guy punched me in the side of the head. He punched me in the side of the head, and it was like someone hit, you know, like an old school telly, that black and white static issues happen, you've got to hit it on the top. And that's all I could see for a second with all this fucking thing. But anyway, I was looking back at the photos from that weekend away, and I nearly cried thinking, my God, I love my friends. And I was just looking at a photo from like 5 years ago, or three. I was
exactly, mate.
I'm so weepy nowadays. I saw a video of someone
It doesn't take a lot to set me off.
No. Are you a weeper? I can't imagine you being a weeper.
No, I never used to be. I don't know what it is. I just got fucking sentimental in my old age,
If I see a strong male character or like a dad character cry, I cry.
Oh, buddy, yeah. Like Last of Us, you know, fucking Pedro Pascal, the daddy himself. Yeah, he has a little tear. I have a little tear. Maybe possibly.
You see like a male character crying, why doesn't daddy cry like just that for me?
Yeah. Yeah, why doesn't daddy love me? but no, it is like, yeah, I am more emotional these days.
Yeah.
But The Whale, yeah, that is like, it absolutely shamelessly like pokes at that and drags it out of, you know, it's so there's sort of lines of dialogue in it where you think that no one's gonna say that in real life, but it's like, you know, it's very profound maybe and sort of emotionally connective, and they've only put it in to make you go, oh my God, the poor fat little fucker. You know, and you do feel bad. You do feel horrible. Like, the daughter in it is so fucking horrible to him at times. And he's just like, he's little fat Brendan, not little, he's massive, massive fat Brendan Fraser with his little sad eyes. And you think, stop having a go at him, all right? He's just because he's a big lad, just because he's a big boy. And to be fair, in the film, he's like done some, he's not been a fucking great dad, and he's like been very selfish and all that sort of stuff. But you look at him and he's like, this pathetic little human being. Stop having a go at him. Have some fucking empathy. It's, if you want to watch it, like, I'm all for the Renaissance, man. I'm all for it. I love Brendan Fraser. Ever since The Mummy, he's had a place in my heart.
Yeah.
And he's had a bit of a raw deal in the industry as well, by all accounts.
Yeah.
But it's an absolute career best performance from him. He acts it superbly. But it is, it's sad porn, you know, it's meant to make you upset and depressed. Also, there's, don't do it while you're eating, because, like, his thing is, like, he eats his emotions, do you know what I mean?
Been there, brother.
Yeah. Yeah.